6 years ago, authors Meg Medina and Gigi Amatou batted around some questions.
How do we make books part of everybody's life in Richmond? How do we make Richmond a really cool bookish city for girls?
Those discussions led to Girls of Summer, an annual list of 18 books for young readers, from picture stories to YA novels.
No matter who they are as a girl, right? That, you know, it's just become such an important quality of the books that we select for Girls of Summer that we really try to make sure that so many different types of experiences of being female are represented.
Amatou and Medina joined rising 11th grader Ijana James and librarians Barbara Haas and Beth Morris to discuss Girls of Summer. They say a common thread is that all the characters are strong, and so much more.
Adventurous.
Complicated.
Brave.
Bold.
Inventive.
Funny.
Spiritual.
Easy to relate with.
Well-developed.
And engaging.
Meg Medina says the young women featured in Girls of Summer books are bright, deep, and capable people.
And they surprise themselves in that they are this thing. They are so much more than what they believe they are at the beginning. And I think that's true in the books, and I think it's true in the lives of the women, the young women who I meet in schools pretty much every day.
The Girls of Summer selections examine all kinds of themes.
Friendships.
Diversity.
Body image.
Justice.
Relationships.
Solutions and problems.
Inclusion.
Love.
Compassion.
I'm crying just looking at the title of like some of these books.
Librarian Barbara Haas picks up a list from previous Girls of Summer.
Some of them are so achingly sad, but still beautiful. Like something achingly sad can happen to you and you're going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And I think that might be what I love the best about this, is that you can read about some hard things and still know you're going to be okay.
The initiative isn't about making separate categories of books that are only for girls, but about creating a space that's safe and comfortable. Ijana James knows that feeling. She joined a girls' book club at Bouchon Middle School, facilitated by librarian Barbara Haas.
I really did feel comfortable in that room because, like, in middle school was like a hard year for me because I had just a lot of things going on in my life. Just like home things going on, school things going on, finding out myself things going on. Middle school is like a hard time for teenagers. And that's just a place where I felt like I could really release some things that I was holding back or just get advice from Ms. Haas, her being an older woman, and like helping me like understand like things that are going on or things that are going on with other people that affect me. I felt like I really belonged in that group, and a sense of belonging is really great to have when you're in middle school.
Whether sitting down with a novel or discovering new writers on the app Wattpad, Ijana James says reading gives her a deeper understanding of people.
Like to put yourself in somebody else's shoes, because I wasn't really good with that. I was like, well, this person does this because they're bad, and this person does this because they're good. But when you sit down and think about, well, what could have happened in their day to make them like this? Or what could have happened in their life to make them like this? You really get a feel for what that other person may be going through. And I think books have really taught me about that, because a lot of the books I read are about human nature and what other humans can do. But the bad guy always has a story.
Girls of Summer also connects young readers with published writers. At this year's launch event, youth will interview Rita Williams-Garcia, award-winning author of One Crazy Summer, Gone Crazy in Alabama, and PSB 11. Throughout the summer, youth will do Q&As with other authors and write reviews.
Over the years, I've just heard the questions get more and more in depth.
Beth Morris is the Children's Service Coordinator at Richmond Public Library.
It's not, oh, why did you pick that character? But, you know, I'm want to write and I want guidance. So, you know, how do I keep that plot line going? So the questions have gotten just so, you know, strong and creative.
In recent years, youth have also been bringing their own writing.
This is a community of readers and a community of writers, right? And so
you know, to kind of be tugged, you know, tugging on your sleeve. Would you read this?
Like right now, immediately. But
can you read this story? And then you hear their mom or their grandma say, she's been holding on to this until now. So it is, I think, the power of words and story to really be there, as you were saying, Barbara, through transitions. Like we know that across our lifespan, we are vulnerable at transitions. That's when we are vulnerable. And so to have support and a sense of belonging and ways to resource ourselves at those moments, whether it's middle school or you've lost a job or whatever, you know, those transitions are really important to be there for each other.
Meg Medina says her love of books and girls motivates her every year, but also love of community.
That it feels so urgent to me now. You know, all those things. That we stand up for girls, that we shore them up, that we show them how to have dignity when we stand up and say no, or how we forge a path for ourselves, how we pick the kind of women we want to be. Like that, that's a whole effort.
Yeah, and books are a really good way to get examples of the women that we want to be, because I don't want to speak for you, Ijana, but I certainly know that myself when I was in middle school, I had no idea. In fact, I'm not sure at 51 I still really know the person I want to be, the girl I want to be. And maybe that is one of the reasons I keep reading is, you know, you pick little things from everything that you read. I think everything I read that I love, it does. It becomes a part of me. And maybe that's why this is so special, sharing it with girls that I love. You know, books that I've loved and characters that I've loved, and it does, and you want to go out there and share that good news, and it helps to form you and who you want to be.
One of the ideas that's been important to Meg and to me as authors is this idea of literary citizenship. People define that in many different ways. I would define literary citizenship as this intentional use of words and story to promote goodwill where you live in your life in the world. So I think Ijana is a great example of a literary citizen. You know, just sitting here talking with us, I mean, you come to Girls of Summer, you joined the book group, you know, you read online and share those stories with your friends, and that's an example of a literary citizen, someone who seeks out story for herself and for others and to share the power of words and story to grow and evolve as an individual but also as a community. And so literary citizenship isn't limited to authors, to writers. It's for readers and people of all ages.
Girls of Summer launches Wednesday, June 21st at the Richmond Public Library. RPL will carry hard copy and digital versions of the titles, and many will also be available at local bookstores. For Virginia Currents, I'm Catherine Comp, WCVE News